Hi, welcome to See What Show, the podcast that reviews movies, TV series, and DVDs for regular people.
Yay, you got the line right.
Yeah, I did it the other way around today. This is Mr. Brown.
Hi, and I'm Tammy.
We are back with reviews of Enchanted.
Yep, and I'm doing Saw 4.
Oh, gross. And Beowulf. How do you pronounce it? Beowulf or Beowulf?
I don't know. I the way I've heard it, right, it's sort of like just Beowulf.
Beowulf.
You just said it fast enough.
Hey, you dumb Beowulf. And before we begin reviews, let's look at what's showing this week or what's going to be showing, you know, next week.
What's showing this week?
Yay! Oh, we got our papers. The Kingdom, right? Are showing?
Yes, The Kingdom with Jamie Foxx and Jennifer Garner.
What's it about?
It's basically about, you know, Saudi Arabia.
Mm.
And then there's this bombing problem and the Americans decide to capo.
No shit, again. It's a bombing problem.
To put it lightly.
Okay.
And the Americans decide to capo.
Okay.
And the Saudi Arabians don't like Americans to capo.
Right.
But they decide to do it anyway, so they're trapped there. And so they have to find this madman bomber who is bombing everybody that...
Oh.
It's that, I don't know. To me, the trailer looks actiony. Doesn't seem like there's much of a interesting premise. Personally, I think it seems more like an attempt for Jamie Foxx to get back into the... He has this whole revival thing going on now. Suddenly he's buff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so he's doing action.
He wasn't movie. Buff before, man?
No, before that, he was doing this very fatherly roles.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh.
Or somebody's uncle, or somebody's, you know, it's just the very down and...
I heard this is like crouching. A post 9/11 kind of movie.
Anything bombing is post 9/11.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's in the Middle East.
Yeah.
Reign Over Me was post 9/11.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, that's different.
It's sort of like, you know, post 9/11 in the States, how they're coping with it, fine.
Yeah.
Going into other people's business.
Oh, okay. So action flick, lah.
Yeah.
Okay, we got Last Caution, the uncensored version.
Finally.
R21.
Even I can't watch it.
You can't, yeah. But if you want to watch all the bits and the full thing, go watch it now. My mother wants to watch it. She watched the one that censored. She watched it with my wife.
Okay.
And now she's thinking, maybe I can go and watch the uncensored version, but just sit for those parts where... You know, just watch the censored part and walk out, you know. But I said, Mom, you know, they didn't cut like one chunk. They cut it throughout the movie. You know,
yeah.
It's not just one place. And she, oh, 3 hours of my life.
Okay.
But yeah. And of course, what else is showing? Fred Claus, eh?
Yes, Fred Claus. Vince Vaughn and Paul, Vince Vaughn and Paul Giamatti.
Paul Giamatti, the
yes,
guy. Funny guy.
Again, yes.
Where was he again? We reviewed him the other time.
He was in... this bomber guy.
Shoot him up. Yeah,
yes,
it's a bad guy. Yeah, he's funny.
Now, Paul Giamatti is Santa Claus.
Oh.
And Fred is
okay.
The brother. So
Fred.
This is, yes.
Okay, Fred. Okay.
It's like, you know, you call him Santa. Yes, yes. Mrs. Claus. Yes, and his brother, Fred.
Oh. Okay.
And this is about the exploits of Fred, basically. Christmas comedy, you know, very timely. Not to be confused with the Tim Allen Santa Claus.
Yeah, the other clause.
Yeah.
The Santa Claus, right?
Yeah. That one was kind of cute, the premise. This one just seems happy-go-lucky, not that smart. But if you want a light one, it seems like a good film to watch.
I haven't seen any reviews about Christmas movies that are good.
True.
So far.
Well,
everyone's kind of going, well, the Christmas fair is terrible. But maybe this is one of them, I don't know. We should go and check it out anyways.
Yeah.
Okay, let's jump right into reviews. It's review time.
See which show? Review time.
Enchanted. Yeah.
I've seen the shots for this one.
This is very good. Cartoon fairy tale princess Giselle is tossed into the real world, New York City, by an evil queen, Nerissa, because she's a threat to her ascension to the throne. Typical fairy tale storyline, right? But except for the New York City part. Meanwhile, her Prince Charming, or rather her Prince Edward, goes after Giselle to rescue her back to, you know...
Fairy tale
marry
land.
Her. Yeah, to marry her. And Giselle, in the real world, meets Robert Phillip, a divorce lawyer who has a little girl, Morgan, and he reluctantly helps the lost princess. So
okay.
That's basically the idea. The premise sounds absolutely stupid and silly, But you know, the show is actually very fun and very charming. Amy Adams plays Giselle. And she looks quite like the cartoon princess. James Marsden, a.k.a. Cyclops. Is spot on as Prince Edward, the quintessential prince in Disney cartoons.
Blundering.
You know, it's very good. He played him brilliantly. Susan Sarandon plays the evil witch who deliciously goes after Giselle, and she does it very well. I mean, she got that evil, and she got dark hair, so yeah, she looks different this time.
She got that cackle
too. Yeah, cackle. Amy Adams, pretty much the center of the show. So Patrick Dempsey was kind of the vase or the vase, depending on how you pronounce it. Yeah, okay lah, you know, if you're a Grey's Anatomy fan, you say, oh, it's him, you know, soon. But he's not as engaging as actually the other guys camping it up, like, you know, hamming it up as the cartoon characters.
What I like was in the shots was that there was this random singing in the middle of the Central Park.
Yeah. That was a very, very solid set piece. Amy Adams looks a little old for the part, but
really?
She does. Yeah, I don't know. Doesn't she got a bit of the Lao Cho look? I don't know.
She's starting lah.
Yeah, but she does the mannerisms of the princess so well. In a show like this, you know, you got to replicate the cartoon character's behavior, right?
Yeah,
and the mannerisms, and so it's very important. Most of the actors really get it right, so it makes it very believable. Funnily enough, you have to act like a cartoon character to make your movie believable.
Yeah,
James Marsden is really good because he didn't play Prince Edward as an arrogant person or a buffoon. You know, this is how you could easily play it. But Prince Charming here is sort of like, he's Prince Charming and he's heroic, but he's also out of his depth in New York. So it's funny that way. You know, he goes, like, for example, he looks at the TV and he talks to it as if it's the magic mirror and he keeps watching TV.
I saw the shots of that.
So you know, it's funny there, but yeah, he doesn't play the Prince Edward as a buffoon or arrogant.
So a bit lost, jerk. But trying very hard.
Yeah, and he's heroic. Prince. He's genuinely heroic, but you know, in a very cartoon way, so it doesn't work in this real world. The show is part 2D animation, part live action, mostly the latter. The humor is very, how do I put it? It books fun at the Disney cartoon conventions. And avoids the cynicism of the Shrek jokes, which is quite refreshing. It's very clever, really. It's a nice way of poking fun at yourself, but without being mean.
Mm.
I mean, there's a place for Shrek's kind of humor. It's fun. But this is actually a Disney take, which is cool. The music is by Alan Menken.
Ooh.
Yeah. It really brings back the memories of a Disney era I loved. And it is made fresh by the live action presentation. Yeah, it's very corny, over the top dancing and singing. I couldn't get some of the songs like That's How You Know, for instance, one of the tracks, out of my head for ages.
How does she know that you really, really, truly love her?
I've never heard this song.
How does she know that you love her? How do you show her you love her?
Really nice work.
How does
okay,
she know
that's
that
it.
You really, really,
it's okay, Arbo. Let's go. Okay.
Love her. It's, not
it's still playing in my head. You know, the whole Jamaican. Da, 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 da. It's. I'm so gonna get a soundtrack. Some of the hilarious moments include Giselle getting the help of the birds and the insects, like Snow White, but he's like la 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 la, then they all calm.
Yeah.
But in the real world, New York, she gets the cockroaches and pigeons. You know,
and rats.
And the rats and unglamorous character. You know, animals responding to a call. It's still very funny. Disney has not done live action for a long time. Okay, Lindsay Lohan in Herbie doesn't quite. That's not it.
Well, there is the Disney brand, and then there's the Disney company.
But the Disney typical, you know, the live action family flick hasn't been around for a while. So this is a nice return. I mean, it's very nostalgic for me, not just to watch this kind of Disney style movie, but also to catch the allusions to the old school fairy tale cartoons.
1930s Snow White
or the old
and things
school
like
stuff,
that.
Yeah. So I would say, you know, initial impressions of the trailer and the premise may make you think it's a bad movie. You must say, it's stupid, it's silly. But, you know, give it a shot. It's very fun stuff. And it's actually good, not just for families, but also for couples on dates. It's good stuff.
Cool.
Fun stuff. Mm. Okay,
man.
In contrast.
Yeah, I was going to say, how do I segue?
Yeah, you
this?
Yeah, from Enchanted to Saw 4. Oh, yeah. Oh my.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, Liongate Productions. Okay, first I have to introduce everybody who hasn't watched Saw into the Saw franchise.
Okay,
first movie you have this guy called Jigsaw. Basically, this old dude who's a props maker, an architect, an engineer, a genius. And he goes around catching people, like, let's say, drug addicts, right, and tries to teach them a life lesson.
What the fuck is that?
It's the tool that's gonna save your life. I wanna play a game. You just lean forward into the knives with your face. You press hard enough. And you'll release the arm and the leg restraints that bind you. Press hard, though. Live or die, Cecil. Make your choice.
Okay, that's the premise of the whole series of Saw. And he would do things like put them in traps where, yes, you like poking yourself with needles. Now you have to really stab into your arm to get out of this one and that kind of thing.
Oh.
You know, he brings it to a slightly more gore level. But if you survive and get out of the trap, he will let you go.
Oh, like that?
Yeah.
So he's not absolutely evil, lah?
No. He just, from his way, right, he just wants to teach people a lesson.
Oh, I thought it was like some Jason thing.
No, he's not a manic killer, you see. He puts people in traps that they can get out of, but you might have to hurt yourself in the process. You might have to, you know, gorge something out in the process, but you will learn a life lesson.
Oh.
Kind of thing.
Okay.
So that is the Saw franchise. Now, you have to watch that. The problem with this is that you have to watch Saw 1 to get Saw 2, Saw 2 to get Saw 3,
and
Saw 3 to get Saw 4.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
So much to catch up on.
Yeah, because you see, there are all these little allusions. They bring characters from the previous movies.
Back.
Yeah, and then in sort of like the flashbacks, and you see them, and you're like, aha, now I know what this person was actually doing.
Oh, like that, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, they go and rent Saw 4, Saw 1, right?
And Saw 1 introduced the premise beautifully. Saw 2 sort of brought it a bit edgier. Saw 3 actually saw the death of Jigsaw.
Oh, thanks a lot. So spoiling it for me.
No, but but you see, that's the
okay,
thing.
Okay, I don't watch it.
Oh, but you see, his work is continued. But how?
Okay.
That's Saw 4, you see.
Are you there, detective? I promise that my work will continue. You think it is over, but you are wrong. The games have just begun.
Okay.
And, you know, he has apprentices and things like that. But does it really work out, you know? To me, okay, a lot of reviews online said that the Saw 4, you know, the whole franchise is getting a bit tired. You know, there's only so much gore you can take.
Right.
That kind of thing. But I think it is still a clever way. It's still holding on to the ingenuity of the whole thing.
Mm.
How Jigsaw does his lessons, how everything from flashback to real life to whatever it is, how it all ties up very smartly. So I think it's still really, really intelligent. I don't know how they're going to do the next two movies because Tobin Bell, the guy who plays Jigsaw, signed on for 6 movies.
Oh.
So what I heard is that they're double releasing Saw 5 and Saw 6.
Wow.
Yeah. But,
Saw Marathon.
I know. Have you seen the Saw
1 to 6? Oh no.
But I don't know. So far it's still good, you know, so far so good. Okay. A little bit iffy about 5 and 6. Don't worry for those of you out there who don't like horror movies, it's not a horror movie. It's a psychological thriller with a bit of blood.
Oh.
Yeah,
I thought it was really
like
really show things being cut off.
They do.
Oh, okay.
With a bit of blood, I mean, not ketchup sauce. I mean, like, spewing.
Okay.
Almost Quentin Tarantino-like.
Okay. Thank you.
But,
I'm gonna have my dinner.
Yeah. So if you like the psychological thrillers and you can stomach some blood, go for it. Interestingly enough, it does make a great date movie.
Huh?
Yeah.
Your relationship had better be strong.
Why you brought me to watch this gross movie?
It's a lot to discuss after the show, what you noticed and what you didn't. So, you know, I recommend it. I like the Saw franchise.
I think it's a very sick couple that, like, you know, enjoy this together.
Hey!
Okay, let's move on to Beowulf. Beowulf.
Angelina Jolie.
Yeah. I know this sounds dumb, but I went to watch this movie not knowing it was 3D.
Really?
Yeah. I thought I was going to see Angelina Jolie live.
And painted gold and naked?
Well, I went to the cinema and I thought I was in the wrong hall, you know what I mean? This is what happens when you don't catch the trailer before you watch the movie. I heard about the movie. I saw the stills. Okay. But it didn't occur to me it was 3D.
Oh, so the stills were that good,
yeah,
eh?
Yeah, the stills were good, okay? But I didn't really kind of go into the trailer, so... Then went in, like, my wife's like, "Hey, it's cartoon, ah." Then I'm like, cartoon. I said, "Hey, maybe you're in the wrong hall." But correctly, got the guy there, he says he's got the word Beowulf there. So, some quick literary background. Beowulf is an epic poem. Must bring up my literature hat already. Written in Old English by an unknown author, it tells of Beowulf, a famous hero of the Geats, who battled three monsters. This guy battled Grendel, Grendel's mother, and a dragon, unnamed dragon. Geats is something like a very, very ancient tribe from, I think, 1st or 2nd BC, AD, quite a long time ago.
They were 1st or 2nd BC, now that would be...
AD. Northern Germanic tribe that lived where modern Sweden is now.
Okay.
Yeah. They sort of like a Viking type. Bunch.
A lot of yodeling?
Yeah, no yodeling. The only surviving manuscript of Beowulf is from 1010 AD and is now considered a national epic status in England. It's a very big deal.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a very big deal. This story is set in 5th to 6th century AD, and a poem and the storyline mixes both fact and legend. So, of course, there are historical figures in there that are for real. There was a real Beowulf kind of character. That's like Arthur is kind of a mix.
Yeah, the
right?
Whole
of real and legend, yeah. It follows the life of Beowulf, who volunteers to slay Grendel, a horrible monster plaguing the people of King Hrothgar. Yeah, them. My wife was very disturbed by the Grendel character. It was actually quite a gross monster. It was like dribbling and drooling.
Ew.
Yeah, it's deep in. It was deformed.
Was it the one that looked like a troll?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
And it bugged her for days. I mean, just as well, the movie's NC-16. Kids should not be watching this violent flick. You can't anyway, it's
NC-16. It's cartoon violence.
It's not cartoon, it's very real. That's the problem. There's a little too much skin also, and the monsters can be quite scary. The fighting is very violent. Angelina Jolie, Brangelina, plays Grendel's mother, very sassy mother, with a tail and gold that covers her essentials.
Are you the one they call Beowulf? A man like you could own the greatest tale ever sung. Beowulf.
What?
And Anthony Hopkins is King Hrothgar. And you look at him, no? They drew him like him.
That's the thing, though. It was all motion capture.
Not all. Some of the characters don't look like themselves.
No, but as in this movie...
Yeah, the mouth movements.
Was done in motion capture.
Yeah, mocap's got his problems. I'll come to that in a while. But Anthony Hopkins, very, very funny. I liked him as a very wry king, very flawed king. Ray Winstone is Beowulf. Apparently, he was Mr. French in The Departed. So, like, not a very well-known actor.
Yeah, not even known.
Yeah, John Malkovich. Oh, I like him.
Oh, yeah.
Is Unferth, the Thane of Hrothgar. And this guy is like sort of a dodgy character in the court, jealous of Beowulf's fame.
Very old and with a hood, right?
No, not really old, not really hood.
Oh,
he ages in the movie.
There you go.
But actually Unferth was kind of recreated in Lord of the Rings. There's a character like that as well. What's the name of that guy who betrayed everybody?
Faramir, Boromir,
no,
one of the
evil brothers. Cackling fellow. What's his name?
I can't remember now.
But it's something like that. Crispin Glover plays the voice of Grendel. He's the thin man in Charlie's Angels 2. Full throttle. You know the guy who likes to smell hair?
Oh!
He's the voice of Grendel.
Oh, the rat guy.
Mm-hmm. The troll. Basically, Grendel is a troll. The story is actually very good. But bear in mind, the source material was already an epic. voice acting was okay as well. The CG was... how do I put it? It has improved since Final Fantasy. You know, that very first one where everyone went, ooh, wow. You know, mm-hmm. Final Fantasy...
But Final Fantasy still a game.
Not a game, the movie, like yeah. But this one improved, but you can still see the stiffness and the wooden acting.
Yeah.
And the horses also don't quite move right. There's something very creepy about watching animation trying to be realistic instead of stylized like Pixar stuff.
Mm. Well, you see, the thing was, I attended this conference where the animators of Beowulf was giving a lecture, and they put all this effort into generating very real fires and generating very real atmosphere. You know, and then they were a bit, you know, what shall we do with the people? Because we're using real actors here, using motion capture. We can't make it look absolutely real because then you might as well do live action, you know. And then, but then we can't make it totally not real, and then that defeats 3D. So they were saying that they had a big problem with that, especially when the actors could actually review what they were doing and sort of say, I don't want to look like that.
Oh, that they shouldn't do that, you see. Mm-hmm. They shouldn't let the actors dictate.
Well, because how they, you see, with the character, you can sort of say bad side, good side. There's no such thing with actors. You know, the face is not exactly symmetrical. And then you have the whole filming thing where the actors do have sort of a say. So
shouldn't let that happen.
That's why they had a big problem with it.
Yeah. Well, I would say that Beowulf is like Polar Express 3. That's what Zid was telling me after the movie. We watched as a big group, you know, it's like there were like 10 of us, including my wife. And I always find it very hard to watch photorealistic 3D work. I forgave Beowulf for this, though, because the movie was quite enjoyable. And tellingly, the monsters were the ones that stood out visually for me, that worked for me, and not the humans. Pace, a little slow at the beginning, but it picks up nicely towards the end. Action, very violent, very slick. The story is very epic. CG, startlingly good sometimes, and startlingly bad sometimes. I think the horses and the faces. One day they will be able to animate the soul in the eyes of the actors. But for now, this will have to do. A bit wooden, you know. Can watch, It's a good show.
Interesting.
Yeah, if you can get past the CG. I enjoyed it more than I thought I would. But yeah, Beowulf, good stuff. Good way of studying for your lit exams without reading the poem. And then Angelina Jolie came out of the water, you know, with gold.
And her skin was gold.
Yeah, covering all her nether bits. Although you could still see bumps and stuff. You know, that's not in the poem. F. Okay, this is Mr. Brown saying thanks for joining us on See What Show. See you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
A production of See What Show.com.